Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Pesachim Daf Gimel, Pesachim 3. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara has been discussing that when our Mishnah, when our chapter, and our tractate starts with the words Or La'abrasar, that the word Or, by the light of the 14th, doesn't mean light, it means night. It means night. So that's what our Gemara concludes on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. So asks our Gemara, Tana Didan, my time aloka tani laila. Well, if the Or Arbasar means the night of the 14th, and not like it literally means the light of the 14th, why doesn't our Tana just say the word night? Why does he say the word light? Why does he change the word from light to night? So the Gemara answer is because the Tana of our Mishnah, Lishna Ma'al Yehuda Nakat, he wants to speak in a nice way, especially when he's starting a tractate. And that's what the Baal HaMor says, especially at the beginning of a tractate, you have to say you have to start with very beautiful words. You can't start with a dark word like night. You have to start with a special word like light. And even though it's backwards from what it means, it's still important because it's a mitzvah to speak with a proper language. And that this is the proper way to speak. And the Gemara cites, could Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, the Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi taught, a person should never speak, God forbid, in a derogatory fashion. Even though the word night is not really a derogatory fashion, nevertheless, it's not a positive thing. It's a negative thing. You know, I just pause for a moment. I remember reading about the Lubavitcher Rebbe, that he would never say about something that this was a Beit Cholim, or the Hebrew words for a hospital, but he would call it the Beit Refuah, a house of healing. He would never say the words deadline. He would say it's the due date, as you know, which implies deadline implies something negative. He would use the positive formulation. So this is the idea that even though it's not really a derogatory term, but if it has an, God forbid, could have a negative implication, we don't speak that way. That's what Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says. Olam al yotzi adam davar meguna mipev. Never say anything that could be derogatory. Share, and he has a source for it from the Torah. Share akam hakosav shmona osios. The Torah goes out of its way and adds an extra 8 letters to the Torah. So it doesn't say anything that is derogatory. What's the example of the Torah? Shekein, as it states when Noah was bringing the animals to the ark, it states in Genesis chapter 7, verses 8 and 9, Mina Behima Torah, from the kosher animals, or the pure animals, Mina Behima Shari Nena Torah, from the animals that are not Torah, that two came to the ark, so to save them from the flood. So instead of saying the word Tameah, which means ritually impure, non-kosher, the Torah could have saved 5 letters, but instead it speaks in this way. And the Gemara gives actually several examples. We're not going to do all the examples, but the Gemara gives another example. Rav Papa says, that the Torah adds 9 letters, because instead of saying because it says kiyeh b'cha ish asher lo yeh tahor mikra laila, it says when there will be a person who will not have been tahor at night. It could have just said who was tameh. Why does it say speak in this manner? The Torah wants to speak in what's called the lashon nikiyah, in a clean expression. This is the basic idea of our text, that we don't want to start the tractate with the words Laila b'leil arbasar, and so for this reason, it says it doesn't say the night. It starts by the light, and this idea of starting in this way is so important, especially not only because it's the beginning of the tractate as we spoke about, but explains the Gerer Rebbe that it's also because it's about Pesach, that Pesach is the holiday of redemption, and so therefore, what does it mean? Pesach means an expression of Pesach, the mouth that speaks, because speech is so important as a way of redemption, the way a person speaks. And as we say, a day of a dibor l'chayo lamim, the knowledge and the speech is for eternal life. So Pesach is the time where we can sanctify our speech. And so that's why he doesn't speak it in this way. So that's what the point that the Ger Rebbe makes. And the Orat Zafun explains as follows. We see that this idea that it says that it doesn't even say the animal that is tameyah by a non-kosher animal, it's said by an animal, and the animal has no das, the animal has no knowledge and doesn't feel anything. It's not insulted. What would be even the disrespectful thing to call an animal tameyah, to call it impure? The whole idea where why Noach was doing this in the Torah when he brought them to the ark was to identify them, as it states in Parsha Shmini, Tameim Heim Lachem. This is what they are. They are Tamei. They're non-kosher. We don't see anything bad about this at all. And in fact, we need to do this. This is what's necessary in order to Noach to recognize in them. And nevertheless, because of not wanting to say anything in a disrespectful manner, the Torah refrains from doing it. And indeed, these eight letters that the Torah adds, Chazal say that when it states, Eloh told us, Hashemayim v'aretz b'ibaram, that b'hei baram, that God created the whole world with the letter hey. We see that every single letter of the Torah is filled with a world. And so therefore, if a person will look at the creation of heaven and the earth, the person will see that every single letter is of the Torah is filled with words and with worlds and worlds and worlds. And so therefore, if the Torah goes out of its way and creates basically eight entire universes by adding these eight letters for creatures that have no feeling and no sensitivity but they're not certainly not like on the human level of sensitivity. Nevertheless, the Torah includes these eight, goes out of its way not to insult them, certainly with respect to a human being. How much more so do we need to be careful and to speak with such a person in a proper manner, in a manner that is beautiful and fitting.